The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so we visited family. I got an update. How'd that family visit go? It is Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It was a beautiful visit. My family and I and DJ Automatic and our daughters and everybody had the best time. You know why? Because I approach the way I think about my family differently than I used to.
Wait, well, everyone had a good time because you approached...
Oh, 100%.
Dana is the center of the universe when it comes to the family.
It is. I have to divide my time. Am I lying, DJ Automatic? I have to divide my time, spend time equally with just about everybody so nobody gets their feelings hurt. And also my mood, because I'm the mom, I dictate the mood in the family. If I'm negative, if I'm being crabby, everybody else is going to be crabby.
No, I think that's 100% facts because yes. when you're having a good time, when you're cooking, when you're being joyful, then everyone's
around
happy.
Me.
What and a power, dude.
I know. That's the power of being mama.
I had to relearn that though because my family wasn't so joyful when I was little. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be different. Mm. And I feel like now I look forward to seeing everybody so much. Only thing is that everybody lives far away and driving back and forth is not fun.
You don't even drive.
I drive.
Well, drives.
I make DJ Automatic drive me all over the place.
So this weekend we were gone for 4 days, and I drove, I would say, 3.5 of them.
Oh,
where I'm talking, where I was actually just driving.
So now we've heard about Dana Cortez on the family side also being nicer and kinder hearted. How was Dana Cortez the backseat driver?
You already know. You've been in the car with me a million
That's
times.
Why Anthony's doing
what you're
this.
Trying to do is put me in the hole. I'm not in the hole here to start
today. I just
want to
see if we have a complete healing. You know, you never know.
Maybe she's working on herself. Maybe she's got the family stuff down. The car stuff.
Princess.
Not so much. Enough to where my sister told her to chill out.
I feel attacked. Anthony, you're antagonizing the situation, okay? And DJ Automatic, if you don't like it, maybe I'll ride in the back seat.
Be careful. You almost rode in the back seat of a cop car a couple weeks ago.
And there goes Anthony again. Antagonizing the situation. National Day, Anthony A.
We ain't going to talk about that today, are we now? All right, let's go ahead and start with Eat an Extra Dessert Day.
Hey, let's go.
Get behind that.
I actually do not need to do that, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm denying it. I'm turning it down. I actually had a lot
of
pineapple.
You can give it to me.
Pineapple?
I had a lot of pineapple last night instead of going to get a cheesecake, so.
Salute to you on that one, dude.
Dude, pat on my fat back.
I had a whole box of Pizza Hut Cinnabon sticks.
Ooh, girl.
So I had everyone's dessert.
That would explain the happiness. And let's go to wrap it up on the anniversary of Google.
Oh,
shout out to Google, yeah.
When was Google born?
It was a registered business on this day in 1998.
Think about the fact that Google is now a verb. If you don't know something, you can Google it.
Oh, yes.
That, you can figure it out on Google. And how simple it is. It's one page. You type in what you want to know, and there it is.
Mm.
100. What's the last thing you Googled?
I'm not too much of a conspiracy theorist, but there is a rumor that there's a Krabby Patty coming to the real world.
I've heard this rumor.
Krabby
and
Patty
I've been
Wendy's?
Holding back on it on Food News,
you
but I'm ready to
do
let
it today,
it go.
Automatic. All right, what's the last thing you Googled on?
I Googled best picks for fantasy football rookies.
Oh, you want that? You want that trophy this year, huh?
Oh, man.
Yes, I do.
Last thing I Googled was where can I listen to Down of the DMs? Right here, baby, and they're coming up next. Good morning.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're going to talk about a man named Terry Rasmussen, who was born in Denver, Colorado, grew up in Arizona, though, in Phoenix proper. And he had mental health issues from the time he was a very young child. And he was always in trouble with the law. Even then, he goes on to join the Navy and he's released. Then he goes to move in with his parents because he can't keep a job. He gets married and starts moving around from state to state.
Okay.
He has 3 children and is constantly abusive, not only to his wife, but to his children as well. So he's arrested for aggravated assault. They separate. He meets another woman who has a child, and all of a sudden they go missing.
Mm.
And the family didn't like him. When that young woman brought this man into her home, her parents immediately thought something's wrong with him. He didn't look right.
Maybe they could feel the evil.
Well, he was disheveled. He wasn't all there. We're talking about a mentally ill person. Now, the reason I'm going to kind of fast forward with this is because it went on from 1960 to 2002, this man would not only murder his own children, but he would fall in love with single women with kids.
Oh.
And then do the same to them and their children
as well. I thought
you were
going to say he murdered the parent-in-laws, like the mom and dad of that chick.
His own children and also the kids of the women that he would marry. How he's able to do this, he changed his name over and over and over. Nobody knew that it was Teddy Rasmussen when he was arrested in the early 2000s because he had like five different identities. And through DNA research from these bodies that were found in a barrel.
Yeah, so he could change his name, but he couldn't change his DNA. And
exactly.
That's what got him caught.
He had children from all kinds of different women. So none of the children could ever actually figure out who their father was. So how in the world are the cops going to be able to do that? One of the bodies that was found in this barrel was never identified. The child's sister has been found. And she just did an interview with WMUR television. And she's talking about the memories of her little sister.
She was adorable. I didn't remember her, but I do now. I think he killed my sister because she didn't look like him. I really can't stand my face sometimes when I look in the mirror because I look like him. It's hard.
One of the things that I found really interesting about the conversation she had with the news station is that she doesn't have any memory of her father being violent toward her or her mother. She can only just remember the little girl, who, by the way, still hasn't been identified and is assumed to be half Asian. So they don't even know who the mother is. Also, the daughter goes on to say, people saw us. They knew we were dirty. They knew we weren't fed well. In fact, he had a little girl in his possession, gave her away. Come to find out, it wasn't even his daughter. It was the daughter of a woman that he murdered. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody would say anything. And the daughter's speaking on that now. Her name is Andrea Stiers.
Obviously, my dad was mentally ill and addicted to alcohol. There needs to be laws to protect children from their drug addicted and mentally ill parents.
But I'm just glad that this woman survived, and now her life's work is to help others who might be in the same situation. Even if it's not this extreme, no child should be subjected to their parents behaving in this type of way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hello.
Marquise, it is. I said Marquise. Look at me. Marquise, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic Anthony. Are you ready to play Who's Lying?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let's do it. Hopefully Marquise can get it. Super excited, super excited. Okay. Look, each of us is going to go around and tell you a story about ourselves. If you guess who's lying, you win DCS merch. My name is Dana Cortez. And if you don't know already, I'm married to DJ Automatic. And we just got a new house. But what some people might not know is that I purchased my first home when I was a single mother of two. I wasn't making a lot of money, but I understood that I needed to save up. So I did that. I saved up all my down payment. I got my mother to co-sign. And I just knew that owning a home would change our lives generationally. And so I did that early on.
Hey.
So we're doing the real estate version of Who's Lying, DJ Automatic here. I actually had to sell my condo when Dan and I got together and moved in together, and I lost a bunch of money because of the 2008 crash, which I'm still trying to recover from.
Oh, come on. Come on.
It's tough, tough times. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And throughout college years, I lived in a studio apartment behind my grandmother's house, and then I moved in with a roommate, and then I moved in by myself. I've been living alone ever since, which has its ups and downs because the only notifications I get are from my microwave. So I plan to invest in a property within the next 24 months, though.
So no home.
No home for your boy.
All right. All right, Marquise. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win the merch. Who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic is lying.
Yes.
Marquise, yeah. You're right.
That was too boring of a story for me.
Well, Marquise, I got to get some insight. What was it that gave it away for you? What was that? You're like, you know what? He's lying.
I mean, I listen to y'all every morning. So, you know, listen to the stories that, you know, you guys tell. And it was just too short of a story. And
that's what I mean. I'm an elaborator.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Automatic and I, you were the first time you bought a house with me. We got married.
Yep. And that was like, yeah, around 2008.
Yeah, I'm a seasoned homeowner here. Marquise, you're going to get yourself some DCS merch. I want to thank you so much for listening. You said you listen every day.
Yeah, every morning when I'm driving to work.
Love to you and your whole familia. Thank you for making us your number one morning show. Thank you. Woo!
Alrighty, appreciate you guys.
We want you to play Who's Lying. Call right now, 877-730-DCS1. Leave a message and we could be calling you next week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why do I believe Selena Gomez is engaged to her boyfriend, Benny Blanco? I'll tell you right now. Let's talk about it first. So, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have TikTok star Zach Justice celebrating his birthday. And the one, the only Beyonce also celebrating birthday as well.
Say my name, say my name.
Oh, that's my girl right there. Happy birthday. Speaking of girls, Selena Gomez was leaving Subway wearing a Selena Quintanilla Perez shirt. You know, she's named after the late, great Tejano queen, Selena, right? And a gold band on her wedding finger.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not an engagement ring.
She proposed to him.
I don't know about that, because if you recall, Howard Stern sat down with her man, Benny Blanco, a while back and asked, do you have a ring? Here's what he said.
You got a ring?
I don't have anything. What do you mean? I got no shoes on. I got to get my act together.
No, he's trying to wed this woman. So they might already gotten married secretly, or they're engaged. I don't know, but I'm happy for her.
I am this fall devoting more of my energy, since I'm not playing fantasy football, to getting into the celebrity gossip stuff.
And I am so into Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
I know how deep you used to go into fantasy football. Yeah, so how deep are you into the gossip?
There's some developing details now that Selena Gomez has now followed a wedding planner agency on TikTok.
Exactly.
CMG Events, dog.
And even though it was reported, she didn't unfollow them. So I think they're about to get married.
Well, I'm still playing fantasy football, and here's my theory, is that she's putting all this out there to take away from Justin Bieber's baby.
Oh. Nobody's worried about Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber anymore. Automatic bachu. Yeah. Well, you have cheese muscle.
I just said, I don't really pay as much attention as to celebrity gossip,
obviously,
so that's what I thought.
You do. You're talking about the Bieber baby and everything. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake has done it. Diplo has done it. Justin Timberlake has done it. And now J Balvin is doing it. What am I talking about? Let's discuss. First, though, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Comedic great Damon Wayans celebrating his birthday. Oh. And we also have Beyonce celebrating her birthday as well.
Love me, Miss Beyonce. Happy birthday from all of us who are members of the Beehive.
Say my name, say my name.
All right, so Drake, Diplo, Justin Timberlake, and more have all been soundtrack editors for the NFL Monday Night Football. New addition, J Balvin.
Oh.
He just got hired. I think it's going to be a different spin here to Monday Night Football. I wonder who they're trying to reach.
Latino vibes on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, right. Man.
He's not Mexican.
They're trying to get that wall built even quicker.
No, J Balvin, I think... I mean, automatic, you're making a joke, but you're right. Some parts of the country are going to be a little thrown off.
It's not really
by some of the music choices.
But also, he's like leading like the nail, like the men who paint their nails revolution too. So that's really coming to the NFL.
Why are you mad at that? Everybody's doing it.
I love J Balvin's music. I'm just saying how other people are going to react.
But he's not just going to play J Balvin music. He's going to pick music, I think, that caters to Latinos in general, who they need to watch football because ratings are not what they used to be.
I thought you were going to say like players like nail polish colors and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that would make sense.
Maybe to match the uniforms? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I can see that happening in Dallas.
Maybe that's why we're America's team, Anthony.
Yes, dude. Yes, there it is, dude.
Maybe y'all sorry football teams need to paint their nails.
Oh, my God. Dude, you don't want to see a bunch of Raider fans with painted nails.
I see them paint their faces and lose every week. That's what I see them do. Anyway, I just think it's
notice
a good...
how quiet I am, because the Vikings are going to suck this year.
Isn't your quarterback hurt?
Of all
our whole team is hurt.
Of all the teams that we like, the Vikings probably would have the best nail polish palette.
Because it's purple?
Yeah.
No, because they have Prince who wore heels to inspire them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this first story. So it's this college town in Mississippi, and they temporarily closed the street down because a semi-truck flipped. And all of the cases of beer inside of it were thrown from the truck. Minutes later, though, they didn't even help cleaning the beer up because, well, students from the University of Mississippi took care of that. How did these kids find out what happened? Or these young adults, let me say that right, because you got to be 21 or up to drink beer. The authorities put it up on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the truck had flipped over, there was beer all over the road, and that they were shutting the highway down.
They basically put out the bat signal.
Yeah, that looks like you're seeking community help. And at that point, me and the homies got to do what me and the homies got to do.
Thanks. Oxford Police Department say they might press charges against these college people because they shouldn't have been taking a beer.
Whoever wrote the Twitter post needs to go to jail.
Is that the person who needs to go to jail?
Okay, that's the only person I think needs to go to jail. You can't not. I'm with the people here.
They were doing a public service, picking the beer up before it turned skunky.
Yeah. All right. And let's go over to a wedding that went on without the groom. All right. 31-year-old Lindsay Slater was supposed to get married to her groom-to-be. Found out that after 12 years, he was being unfaithful. So she, instead of deciding to cancel the wedding, went ahead with what she is calling a celebration of freedom. They had the wedding reception and the party and still ran up the bill for $46,000.
Wait a minute. Did he have to pay for part of that?
No, it was already paid for, and then he cheated.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I would want my money back. And I know you're not going to get everything refunded, But 46,000, at least if I could get half back?
Yeah.
A celebration of me being broke?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not a celebration of being broke. It's a celebration of getting your freedom back and seeking the truth. That
you
he was
were already
on.
Free.
If you're in a 12-year relationship and you're about to get married, you need that party.
That's right.
You need that party to, like, bring your confidence back.
And I'm just really surprised that Dana, the woman of three marriages, would not continue on with the wedding. That, how, are you serious, Dan? I'm pretty you sure know, you would, dude.
Nothing stopped you before.
I swear I was going to say that, and I thought, nah, but thank you very much, Anthony A.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
After decades of trying to steal the Krabby Patty recipe, one fast food franchise has gotten it, and I feel like we're all going to pull up. Let's talk about it in food news. Top hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Whole hashtag segment filled with nostalgia. The date has been set for the highly anticipated Wizards of Waverly Place reboot. It is debuting on the Disney Channel October 10th. Also on Disney Plus, same day, Selena Gomez is back as Alex, and her brother Justin is back. And if you watched Wizards of Waverly Place, you're as excited as Automatic and I are. He's like, what?
I can't believe they got the gang back together.
I can't either.
I mean, just to get Selena Gomez to come back to do a TV show
she's
a humongous superstar now.
First Disney united Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, and now they're doing this. And, you know, the mouse is out there swinging that thing.
I'm telling you.
Signing that checkbook.
Because I know that there's people listening right now that may not have Disney Plus. They're like, oh, I'm downloading it right now. I can't wait to watch this. All right, DJ Automatic food news.
This was a rumor. Krabby Patties are coming to Wendy's. Now I have solidified the rumor. They're going to have Krabby Patties at Wendy's starting October 8th.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And so a Krabby Patty is actually going to be a premium cheeseburger with special Krabby Patty sauce. And then
you don't know what's in it.
Well,
nobody
I don't
really
know
knows
what's gonna
recipe.
Be in it, but I do know you're going to get a pineapple frosty with your meal.
Plankton has tried and tried, but Wendy's had the check. That's all you needed. Plankton was a check, baby.
I was very surprised that McDonald's let this one go because I feel like the Krabby Patty could change Wendy's forever. Well, yeah, it's going to like increase their stock price.
Oh, for sure.
They were wasting time with Travis Scott and I was going to almost say B2K.
BTS.
BTS, dog. Sorry, my millennials.
Speaking of my millennials
just spilled out there.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anyway, I just can't wait for the whole Krabby Patty at Wendy's. Think about the amount of, we're talking generations of people that are going to go to Wendy's just to try this.
Hey, shout out SpongeBob. The only reason I'm excited to eat some Krabbies. So let's get them.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start by, it's Google's anniversary. No other way to say it than that right now. On this day in 1998, they became an official business.
There's people listening that weren't born when Google started. And I think about it, it's a verb now. It's part of our lives.
It is.
If I don't know something, Google it.
The funny thing was when the company first started, you know what it was called?
What?
Backrub.
.com. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad they went with Google.
Too bad Grindr didn't change their name. Anyways.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know why we're going to talk about breakups, but Automatic and Anthony and myself here at Dana Cortez, we decided to do a discussion about empowering yourself after you end a long-term relationship.
Yeah. Because the WTF story.
It's the WTF about the woman who got cheated on but continued to have the wedding reception as a celebration
of her
freedom.
Well, she had a wedding, right? Celebration of freedom. Yeah. She had a $46,000 wedding, which that's a whole other topic. I'm like, girl, get your money back. I thought about like, all the times I've been in bad relationships, and I was always searching for love since I was 15 years old. Each breakup was different for me. I don't know about empowering because I went from one relationship to another, which was not empowering. It wasn't the right thing to do. But before I married DJ Automatic, I was actually single for the longest period of time in my life.
Which wasn't that long.
It was a couple of years.
A year.
A couple of years. No, it was longer than that because you and I were sneaking around for a minute and I was dating other people. I was traveling. I was having my fun, spending my girl time with my girlfriends, going out, living alone.
Isn't that one of the best moments or the best times of life is when you get through the bad breakup? Every breakup is bad. But the moment where you get to that point where you're like, you know what? I'm going to be okay.
The best time of her life is when she decided to marry me.
Oh, okay, he don't like that. Oh, he wants to do the topic, but he didn't like that. Yeah. No, but I needed that time. You just talked about that. I needed that time alone. I still remember telling my friends that I liked Automatic because we were already seeing each other. Like, girl, you've been in so many relationships. Don't you just want to be by yourself for a minute? And they were right.
It's a lot. No, I know what you're talking about. When I went through my last breakup, I went through like really big moments of sadness. I was living with a person, so it wasn't
it's
like...
It's different, right? Yeah, when you live with somebody.
Moving out, and mm-hmm. I'll never forget, ooh, as much as I did not want to be in that relationship, the first day I came back to that apartment and it was empty and I had to go in there by myself and you could just feel all the coldness, sadness. In there. Oh, that was tough. But my breakthrough moment came when I started playing games again and I built a community of friends through gaming, which is something my ex would have never let me do.
Nope.
And for
that's the biggest breakout moment, right? I can do whatever I want. I have to have somebody let me.
That's it, exactly.
Let me.
I was able to, you know, do what I wanted to do inside the comfort of my home. And it was a good breakthrough moment for me.
I got cheated on and I decided
Not by me, obviously.
No, this is way before Dana. And I found out when I was in Europe with her that she had another boyfriend there. So I waited till I got home and I slept with her cousin. And then I made sure everybody found out. So I got even.
You felt better about that? How are you going to feel better about life?
To this day, I feel better about it. You didn't have to spend a month in Spain knowing that your girlfriend was cheating. You don't speak Spanish, so you can't say anything because you wouldn't have anywhere to go.
No, you can say it in English and nobody understands you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.